Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
All right, let's get David Kelly on the line here. We're talking about ways to protect your assets and your money, maybe make a little bit. He's the chief global strategist at J.P. Morgan Asset Management. And David, what do you make of the last 4 days? People are a little unnerved.
Well, yes. I mean, I think when the Federal Reserve says that they really, really, really mean it, they're gonna increase interest rates until they kill inflation. I think it does scare people. But I think we need to take a longer term view here. Inflation is going to roll over. It's begun to roll over. You know, inflation was practically zero month to month in July. I think we're going to see something similar in August. So on a year over year basis, it's very high, but we think it is rolling over. And that means that, yes, we've got some further rate hikes this year, but I think next year we won't see rate hikes in the course of 2023.
Yeah, I felt like Jerome Powell for months has been, it's like telling the kids in the back seat, I'll turn this car around. And on Friday, felt like he put it in reverse or pulled into the parking lot to turn it around. Yeah, speaking of what he has, but I agree with you where you are, but I just feel like bulls make arguments and bears make arguments, and we're kind of in this weird, confusing time where, you know, there are cases to be made on both sides of where we're going from here.
Well, there are over the next year. But if you're a long-term investor, just remember you're a long-term investor, because we're going to get through to the other side of this. Inflation is going to come down. We may well have a recession. I mean, unfortunately, that's looking quite possible here. But we'll come out of the other side of it. And when we do, I think we're going to end up pretty much where we were in the middle of the last decade. So you've got low inflation, you've got slow growth, you've got very low interest rates. I think interest rates will come back down again. And that's actually a pretty good environment to which to make money in markets. So I think the thing to do today is look at what is good value. Value stocks in the United States, things like financials, energy stocks look relatively cheap. I think technology stocks can do well in a low-rate environment. Look overseas. The dollar is way too high. Eventually, it's going to come down. That should help international equity. So I think this is a time to do a little careful bargain hunting. Don't worry about the fact that everybody else is scared. Traditionally, when everybody else is scared, it's actually a very good time to get invested.
Yeah. And you mentioned energy, financials, healthcare, technology. I mean, obviously, those are areas. To the average investor who maybe has a 401k and that's kind of set and they've sort of forgotten about it, and that's okay, right? Let that thing grow and make your contributions. Someone that's playing a little bit with some extra money maybe in their own accounts and they're just kind of like picking stocks or ETFs, I'm not asking you to recommend specific ones, but what are good resources for people to dive into what that means? Invest in energy, invest in financials. What are resources that people can use to figure out what does that exactly mean?
Well, you could just buy an ETF. There are sectors. There are 10 sectors in the S&P 500, so you can find sector ETFs if you want, which invest in those areas. Or you can just work with managers who run individual funds that are a little bit tilted in that direction. I think the key thing is stay invested, make sure you're saving enough of what you earn and that you're putting it to work. You're not just sitting in cash until everything feels good again. Because that's really the biggest mistake. You know, people get in when they feel comfortable and they get out when they feel uncomfortable, which is just another way of saying people buy high and they sell low. And so I think the key thing is to get invested broadly, look at what's a little bit cheaper here, but make sure you don't just hang around until you feel good about everything again.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And you're bringing up such a great point. And there's a recency bias to things, too. When things are going good, we keep on buying because we remember the good times we've had. And then we see the bad and we think that's going to continue forever when we, of course, know that's not the case. Are there any sectors that you're a little bit more weary of over the next few years?
Yeah, I am. I'm pretty worried about consumer stocks overall because I think consumers are getting pretty squeezed here. So I think it's your consumer discretionary, consumer staples. I'm a little worried about, and I'm also worried about all these crazy things that people have been investing in recent years, things like cryptocurrencies, NFTs, some of the mega cap growth stocks, which have just got crazy valuations. Just make sure that what you're buying actually makes sense. You can see where the cash flow is coming from. Because I think, you know, in the last few years with rates so low, I think a lot of money have flowed to things which frankly just don't make any sense at all. And I think they are still vulnerable, particularly as interest rates continue to rise.
Yeah, and at the very least, okay, if you want to play maybe those riskier things, those lesser known things, you know, put a portion of the money in that I guess you'd be okay saying bye-bye to if that ends up being the case.
Well, or you could go to Vegas. It's a lot cheaper.
Now you're speaking my language. David Kelly, Chief Global Strategist, J.P. Morgan Asset Management. We'll talk again soon. Thanks for hopping on with us.
Anytime.
All right. And in case you didn't write that down, I got those again. I read through them pretty quickly. They are energy, financials, healthcare, and technology.